Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, here we go. Welcome in, everybody, from the Superdome. Ole Miss has just defeated Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and I am watching them. And I'm so glad, if you guys are watching this right now, I appreciate you two-screening right now because the trophy ceremony is going on right now. You hear the peep, 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 peep chants going on in the background. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Give me a thumbs up. Give me just a hey, check, check, like I hear you, because it is loud in this building, as you can imagine. Ole Miss fans were the significantly more represented fan base in this stadium tonight. And all good. Okay, good. Love to hear it. And it has been loud in this building. Where to begin? First of all, welcome in. That's where we begin. Welcome in to the post-game edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky, and I am sitting here at the Superdome with the college football playoff logo on the field, Ole Miss next to it, a stage set up and a trophy ceremony happening as Ole Miss has won their second playoff game, and they are off to the semifinal against Miami in Phoenix. What an unbelievable day, an unbelievable game. I mean, I don't know where to begin, guys, so I'm just going to welcome you to like the video, leave a comment, subscribe, all of the good things. We'll go through the box score and all that stuff here in just a second, but I want you guys to describe your emotions right now, because I'm trying to look around at people, and it's mostly just, I mean, just like hugging and euphoria around here. And it's interesting. I'll start here for you guys. On one hand, I am stunned. I am absolutely stunned that considering not only what this team has been through, but guys, before this era, what Ole Miss football has been historically, right? I am stunned that I'm sitting here today talking to you about what we're talking about today, a win in the Sugar Bowl to go to the semifinal against Miami and winning two playoff games. I'm stunned that we're having that conversation because there has been some lean years that you guys have sat through and you've been through. And on the other side, this has been a place where I thought that Ole Miss could be and could have ended up for a long, long, long time. And all it took, in my opinion, and hey, I mean, we talked about this on the radio show years ago, before the portal NIL era, before Lane Kiffin showed up, before any of that, that all Ole Miss needs is competency, because it is not a sleeping giant. I wouldn't say that, but it is a program that has the bones of something that can be really successful. And just it just hasn't happened, whether it's poor leadership, bad hiring, or whatever. People tell you that you can't win big at Ole Miss. People have told you that for a long time. Even when Ole Miss was winning big, people have told you you can't do it. It's not sustainable, whatever excuse there may be. Lane Kiffin told you that you can't win at Ole Miss. And here I am right now looking at Ole Miss on a stage right in front of my face, winning big. And so when people say that, now you just get to laugh at them. Regardless of what happens from here, this Ole Miss team, this Ole Miss program has been put through a situation, as they're about to give Pete Golding the trophy right now. This program and this team has been put through an unprecedented situation, and all they did was prove that not only do they belong, that they have arrived, and that this isn't going anywhere. The model that Ole Miss has created is why they're here. There is nothing fluky about this. This is not abnormal. They're giving Pete the trophy right now. I'm just going to sit back for a second. And he gives it to Will Eccles, I believe, is who's gotten it. That is Will Eccles, the confetti going off. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. But this is not a fluke. This is not a one-off. This is what Ole Miss football can continue to be. You have structure. You have alignment. You have fan base buy-in. You have a brand that has been built. You have everything in place to belong on this stage. So don't let anybody ever tell you again. Don't let anybody ever gaslight you again into thinking that what you're witnessing right now and what you witnessed tonight is just because of one person, because that's not true. You're seeing it right now. It's not just because of one person. So never let anybody tell you that again, and never let anybody try to describe or talk about or anything Ole Miss in any way other than a place where you can compete for and contend for championships. So never listen to that again. You probably didn't before, but never again. That's my first thought. My second thing is the resiliency of this football team, the resiliency of its new head coach, and everybody that has pulled the rope in the direction that they went tonight in so many different ways. You had all the things we talked about all season long, the first loss at Georgia. We talked about in-game adversity. We talked about Lane Kiffin adversity and all the things that have come with that, all of the ways that this team could have been distracted. And they show up tonight, got off to a good start in the game, but had a disaster second quarter. Guys, there's no way you would have convinced me going into the halftime locker room that they would have responded the way that they did. But then I would have been a really stupid person, quite frankly, because that is a team that time and time again has faced adversity, that has had bad things happen to it, and they have just risen to the occasion. One second. I wish I could describe to you guys how loud it was in here. And I've been to Saints games in here where all 70,000 people were pulling in one direction. It wasn't a 50-50 split. Again, there were more of you than there were Georgia fans, but half the stadium be pulling for one direction, and the noise level that existed in this place was unbelievable. You guys did an unbelievable job of affecting the environment. Stockton in the offensive line and the communication was affected. Ole Miss's was not today. But anyway, there is no way that you would have convinced me going into the halftime locker room after what they did. I mean, a couple of dropped passes, that weird thing at the end of the half where Daquan Wright didn't run out of bounds. You had the fumble return for a touchdown. I thought that team was defeated in that moment. And again, what a stupid thought for me to have, because that team – time and time again has responded in ways, in different ways, and they did it again tonight. Coming out of the halftime locker room and getting a three and out right away, and then responding offensively. Trinidad made unbelievable Johnny Manziel-type plays. Defensively, the Ole Miss defense, the score doesn't reflect how well they played tonight. Seven of those points came from the Lacy fumble, so you can't count that on the defense either. They had one horrible possession where Georgia just ran right down the field on them, where I was wondering about the front six and if they could hold up in this game. And then you had the missed third and 15 where you had a missed tackle, the missed third and 12, you had a missed tackle, and Georgia scored. Other than that, this Ole Miss defense, who again, last time these two teams played, you guys know this, Georgia scored on every single possession. And tonight, stop after stop after stop after stop in critical moments in key spots. The defense, Will Echols, was awesome tonight. Centarian Perkins had that big sack when Georgia did the "we're punting, no we're not" thing. Dottery, I thought, had a really good night tonight. Aside from the ref show, they're late. Pete Golding's defense and those guys on that defense kept this team in that game when the offense was struggling, when the offense was making mistakes. That's complimentary football, right, as people say all the time. And the Ole Miss defense tonight kept them in the game. They settled everything down. They made plays. Then the offense came alive as well. So aside from the big picture stuff, that is the key to this game. This defense that was embarrassed, humiliated by Georgia and Athens when they played, absolutely humiliated. Tonight, they were why they were able to stay in this game and ultimately won this game. And so, unbelievable job by the defensive coaching staff and the players, of course, to have them in this game. I mean, Georgia offensively, going into the third quarter, Georgia had under 300 yards of offense. So I'll pull up Georgia's stats right now. Stockton threw for 204 and just one touchdown. And Georgia ended up running for 220. But Ole Miss up front in the front six, especially, was really good tonight. And, I mean, they had their manhood tested on that one drive. You guys know what I'm talking about. And they took that and rose to the occasion and settled everything in. And then the offense, Trinidad in particular, he was special, absolutely special tonight. 30 of 46, 362, and a pair of touchdowns. Trey Wallace had 9 receptions for 156 yards and a touchdown. Dejon Stribling had 7 for 122 in the game. Kewon Lacy, 98 yards rushing on 4.5 per carry. Some of the improv plays that Trinidad made, escaping pressure and just beautiful throws down the field on the run in improv. Another example of this team's resiliency. So we talked about dealing with the Kiffin BS, and they've handled that beautifully as a football team. We've talked about handling in-season adversity on the football field, and same thing tonight. Trinidad against this team in Athens in the fourth quarter, when he needed to be great, was not great. When he needed to be the guy, he didn't make the plays. Tonight, very similar situation. Same team, close game. And what was he tonight? He executed. He took whatever happened in Athens, and he's learned from that since then, clearly, and grown, like emotionally, quote-unquote emotionally, and handled the stakes and the stage and the environment and the opponent beautifully. Resilience, that's the word with this football team. This is an unbelievably emotionally mature, resilient football team. It's not just Trinidad's performance, right? It's Trey Wallace making big catches. It's Stribling making big catches. It's the defense, the front six, Lacy playing with a banged up shoulder, the offensive line going against that defensive front and doing a really good job in protection. It's Xavier Harris with 10 tackles tonight, a pass breakup and a TFL. It's Prince Will, who had 7 tackles and half a TFL. Centurion Perkins had 2 TFLs. I mean, it's just Carniero. Stones on Carniero. I can't believe I haven't mentioned him yet. The game-winning field goal, obviously, but 2 massive field goals in the first half that would have been good from possibly 70. An unbelievably resilient football team that I keep saying this. I know I'm a broken record, guys. I'm sorry. They navigated things that no other college football team has dealt with in this way ever before. And all they did was take it in stride and play well and win a game. And now, guys, Ole Miss is a national championship contender. That's what they are. They're a national championship contender. They were going into this game, but now it's legitimized, right? You're a national championship contender. That's what you're going to Phoenix and playing for a trip to the national championship. Say that to yourself out loud. Think about what we're talking about right here. They're going to Phoenix, win, and they're playing for a national championship. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. We will get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. That is the website. If you're in the market for Mississippi office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines, cloud storage, data security, whatever it is, if it's tech in the office, you need it, absms.com. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection. You do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because that's what they do at Priority One Bank. They make you their priority. All right, to the comments we go. Just a bunch of hottie totties, hell yeah, in here. Dang, refs tried to give it to Georgia. One of the most completely inexcusable, unbelievable missed face mask calls that you could see, and it almost cost Ole Miss the game. It didn't. It almost cost Ole Miss that game. Greatest game in Ole Miss history. Incredible. Got my girlfriend to watch this ending. I told her this was going to be replayed for the next 20 years. Absolutely. That is one of those games, guys. I know a lot of you have been having fun tonight. And when games like this happen, all the plays kind of become a bit of a blur. So make sure you watch this game, the replay of it. Soak it all in, because this will be one of those remember when. Remember when. Hey, babe, remember when you and I were in New Orleans and we went and saw Ole Miss beat Georgia? Come back after, I mean, they were down at the half 2 scores and they come back in the second half. And Trinidad was brilliant. The defense got stops and missed face mask call and I think a bad pass interference in that spot gave Georgia a chance to tie it up. And yet there you are. Yeah, do that. Make sure you do that. Soak that one in. They said we couldn't do it, you say. And that's something that I started this with. But again, people have told you you can't win big at Ole Miss. Remember that? Remember when people told you that? Remember when people left Ole Miss to go to a place where you can win big because you can't win big at Ole Miss? Remember that? Yeah. Ole Miss just won their 13th game. Absolutely phenomenal. Just a bunch of Rebs, all that. I love you guys. I love this. I appreciate you, J. Cole. You say, God bless you. Jesus Christ be with everyone. Congratulations, Roll Tide. I love that. I love that. Final four, baby. Let's go, Rebs. All that stuff. Holy F. Did we pull it out? Holy crap. Resiliency. Just keep using that word. Resiliency. I mean, that team in this game, leading up to this game, all that. Resilient. Special stuff. Absolutely special stuff. Relief and joy. Should have drank tonight. Wish I was there too. Yeah. Excited for the players after what they've been through this year. Absolutely, man. Remember, they were told they weren't good enough. That was the message that was sent to them. I can't win with you. That was the message that was sent to that football team. I can't win with you. I have to go somewhere else because I can't win where you are. That's what he did. Look at what Pete Golding did. The grit those guys showed was phenomenal. Hottie Toddy, what a historic game. I love these comments. If you don't mind, I'm going to scroll past a few of them, though, just to avoid being repetitive. The last SEC team standing. How about that? How about that? Tell the Georgia fans to take a little sugar with their medicine. Makes it go down easier. I'll tell you what. All the Georgia fans I interacted with, every single one was like, man, like, you know, bad word, Lane Kiffin, like, what he did to you guys sucks. That was like the sentiment from all the Georgia fans. They were at least the ones I interacted with anyway. Man, do your live stream fast and go enjoy the moment. Guys, I'm enjoying. I'm sitting in the Superdome right now. One of my favorite buildings on earth. Who dat? Watching a team celebrate. I'm good, man. I'm good. Absolute worst series after a game-winning field goal in football history. I mean, what a joke that was, but whatever. ESPN Gamecast showed that Ole Miss went for it on fourth down on their 28-yard line, didn't get it, and Georgia kick a game-winning field goal. Thought we lost. Oh, no. ESPN screwed up. Had to go to Walmart, get more beer, and had to watch the game on your phone. Have been yelling since the kickoff. Your voice is gone. Proud of the players, coaches, and fans. And I didn't mention that, and that's so off-brand for me. You guys deserve what happened today. Because obviously I interact with Ole Miss fans every day. Most of my best friends have been lifelong Ole Miss fans. And again, you guys have seen some dark times and some dark years. And you've known, like I said earlier, you've known that this can be you. It is you now. It is you. But Ole Miss doesn't have a Heisman Trophy winner. How did it happen tonight? I know, and Vaught Hemingway is smaller than Stanford Stadium. Crazy. You are crying? I actually texted some friends. Are you guys crying? And one said a little. And, like, there's no shame in that. No shame in that at all. Even the refs couldn't take the win. I was a defeated Ole Miss fan at half, so often do these games go the other way. And, guys, and that's the thing about that, too, is that's Kirby Smart's Georgia that had, like, demoralized you in the second quarter. And you go into the locker room, weird end of half, and that's Kirby Smart's Georgia, where you know that they're just going to death march you in the second half. That's when they're tougher. That's when they're better. And look, that's the gold standard of college football right now, is that program. Because in this spot, that's what they do in this spot. That's what that Georgia team does constantly. And Ole Miss did that to them tonight. Winning this way against that team, coached by that coach, is bigger than any other quarterfinal win. I think would have been lesser than this one, considering what they did to you earlier this season. It's Kirby Smart's Georgia. It's the gold standard right now of college football. And the meaning behind the opponent makes it even sweeter. No blue bloods in the semifinals. Javon, blue blood needs to be an expression of the past. That's what it does. Eccles in all caps, the team of destiny, and America's team, by the way, after what's gone on. What a game from the defense. Absolutely. Need to buy yourself an Ole Miss hat for next Thursday. Why not us? That's, I would love, and you're going to get to see Pete Golding's locker room deal. For sure. Referees missed a blatant face mask. Yes, they did. Beat the best team in Louisiana and Georgia. Trinidad is to Ole Miss as Newton is to Auburn. That's a good thought right there. Wait, did I say Georgia ran for 220? I'm so sorry. Hold on. Let me get the stats correct. I'm sorry. That's my bad. So for those of you listening in podcast form, you probably are like, that guy's an idiot. No, Georgia did not run for 220 yards. They ran for 124 yards. They threw for 220 yards. That's on me. Georgia averaged 3.4 per carry. That's so bad. 3.4 per carry. Kicker is a legend in Mississippi history. Man, he was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. Can't wait to trash the Locked On Georgia guys. They were saying Ole Miss had zero chance. I mean, guys, I picked against Ole Miss. I did. I will not doubt Pete Golding ever again. Think about what he took over. Think about, I know you guys know this, but really contextualize what Pete Golding had to take over and what he's had to deal with in the Dellinger article and that, like the weird staff dynamic and having to fight against his own coaching staff, trying to take his own players and all of the things that have come with. And on top of all of the drama and all the stuff, it's first time head coach. Now he's built for this. Clearly Pete Golding is built for this. There's no doubt now that Pete Golding was built for this. And people that doubted his ability, I mean, we talked about it on here. It was nonsense anyway, right? Doubting Pete Golding just because he didn't get the same fair shake that other former Saban staffers got. There's just no other way around it. I don't know if there are many head coaches that would have been able to navigate what he has navigated and to win the two games that they won, especially in the manner in which they won that tonight. So, yeah, question the Pete Golding hire all you want to at this point, but what has he done that makes you think that he will be anything other than successful? Not many coaches would have been able to handle this. Finally got over the "we are Ole Miss" hump, the moment where we lose happened, we won the game. I like how they're trying to take "we are Ole Miss" into like a thing, but it's not really, it hasn't really taken, but I do respect that effort. Trinidad freaking Chambliss, yeah. He was just special, man. Especially in the context of what happened when they went to Athens. All right. Did the ESPN bracket challenge and chose Ole Miss over Indiana in the national championship? Look at you. Look at you. Dancing Queen, they did not play it in the stadium tonight. They didn't do it. No Dancing Queen. Unbelievable. How dare they? Awesome. The super chat. Thank you, man. Really appreciate you. You say, I can't stop shaking. I've cried and I'm not ashamed of it. We all love you, man. We love you too, Austin. There ain't no shame in that at all, my friend. There's nothing wrong with that in any way, shape, or form. You say LSU fans are trying to take credit for the continuing success. Just laugh at them at that point. Just laugh. I mean, there is. Don't even engage with it. Look at what they are after. That's all you need to know. Feel like you're having a heart attack? Man. Only team in the SEC that beat every team that they played. How about that? Kirby said it was like an away game. So, yeah, obviously I'm not in that, but that's what it was like tonight, guys. Georgia, the whole game had communication trouble, right? I mean, there was even one point, I don't know if you guys noticed this on TV, there was one point where Stockton was lined up over the guard, and his running back, I forget which running back it was, had to run up to him because he couldn't hear him yelling, had to run up to him and physically move him behind his own center. That's the kind of impact that the crowd had on the game tonight. And I mean, I would guess like 65-35 in terms of percentages, somewhere in there. But like, you were just even livelier than the Georgia supporters too. So there was more of you, and you were more lively, if that makes sense. Was Caden Lee moving around okay after the hit? Yes, he did get up and walked off the field under his own power. He did do that. Had Ole Miss 31, Georgia 28. Yeah. So happy we didn't see the ghost of Ole Miss kicker passed. No kidding. Thank you, Travis, for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Congrats from an Arky fan. This conference isn't about the big boys anymore. Miami's defense versus Ole Miss offense will be a super matchup. Yes, it absolutely will be. Keywan in Trinidad got snubbed from New York. It's a shame. Ballers. Absolutely, it is. Game day not picking Ole Miss, the whole crew. But hey, I didn't either. And that, I mean, obviously a mistake on my part. I'm wrong. And I feel like you guys are not going to punish me for being wrong about that. So much for all the experts. I'm not one. I'm just a talker. That's all I am. I'm just a talker. So what now? I mean, it's Miami, who defensively looks really, really good. You've seen Carson Beck before. Let me pull up the bracket. And what's interesting, too, about that game in Phoenix, and like, you're not going to have the potential for a crowd imbalance there either. Travel is tough, especially a short turnaround. I'm curious about how many Ole Miss fans will travel, as many as humanly possible. But it is a significantly further trip for that Miami fan base, who was also elsewhere. So I think like the crowd situation will happen again there as well. So Fiesta Bowl next Thursday. So a week from today, very quick turnaround for Ole Miss. A week from today in Glendale. There's no chance that I will be going. There is a 0% chance that I will be going. I think we'll do a watch along together. I think we'll do that. Guys, I think after it's all said and done, this should be the best game of this playoff. Going to be hard to top. It was an unbelievable game. I mean, officiating stuff aside, Ole Miss strikes first. Georgia gets the big strip return for a touchdown. Weird stuff ends the first half. Ole Miss comes out and punches Georgia in the mouth. Georgia comes back, ties it up after being down 10 in the fourth quarter, and they tie it up. And then big play from Trinidad, game-winning field goal, weirdness at the end. Teams that played each other earlier this year to a one-score game. It's really just hard to beat what happened tonight. It's just hard to beat. Really need to make face mask calls reviewable and or challengeable. Yeah. Or just have like a sky judge that can signal down to something, because you can't miss that. You simply can't miss that. And it did almost cost Ole Miss the game. It did almost cost them the game. You can't miss that. It's a good thing it didn't. Good thing it didn't. Carson Beck throws short passes, so we'll have to stay up on the wide receivers, you say. And I think Ole Miss's quick passing game is going to help a lot, because Bain and those guys up front on defense are really, really good. Miami's really good. I have a lot of questions about Ohio State's ability to score, but Miami's really good. So that's an impressive win. It's a good football team. It'll be a hell of a game next week. Still blown away that we're talking about the fact that Ole Miss will be in Phoenix a week from today. In the semifinals of the college football playoff. They said it couldn't be done, and here it is. It's been done. So, unbelievable night. Let me see if there's any quotes coming out from Pete Golding here. Kewon Lacy still on the field, by the way.
We are now joined by Coach Pete Golding.
And so Pete's starting right now. I don't know if you guys can hear that. So I'm going to go ahead and try to get down there and listen to Pete. So really appreciate you guys. We'll be Sports Talk Mississippi tomorrow at 3. Please join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock, supertalk.fm or your Supertalk station. We got 12 of them. Please join me tomorrow. I'll probably do some kind of a video tomorrow as well. I'm thinking I might, but I'm going to go listen to Pete in Trinidad. Guys, enjoy your night. You deserve this. The players deserve it. Pete Golding deserves it. You, the fan, deserve what happened tonight. Go celebrate. Go have fun. I'm going to listen to Pete in Trinidad and cut this up and put it in the podcast. And I will see you guys tomorrow on the radio show and then back on Sunday because, guys, we've got another game to talk about. The semifinal of the college football playoff. We have that game to talk about. And y'all be safe if you're traveling home. I'll see you on the next one. Y'all have a good night. It was one of the best nights in the history of your program. We'll talk about the context of this win later. In the meantime, y'all go have fun. I'll see you soon.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.